Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
We're going to eat some fries and talk about overnights.
Are those homemade fries or are they McDonald's type fries?
I took myself out on a date last night.
Really?
Oh, did you get any?
I did. That's a good thing about dating yourself. You're always sure of a happy ending.
I don't know. You can sometimes piss yourself off and want to walk out on
Not tonight, myself. Not tonight, myself. I have a headache.
Never once. You know, that's the best cure for headache.
You know, I was going to go out with myself once, but I was doing my hair that night. I said no.
So
I gave myself a brush off. It was terrible.
I went to Outback. Had some dinner. So I'm eating the fries from last night.
Okay. It's all right.
Yeah. Nom.
So there. So, what were we doing this week?
We're trying to figure out what to do for episode 66 of the Webcomic Beacon. Here on webcomicbeacon.com. And
sounds so tired. It's awful. Poor guy.
No, it's funny. It's good. You should go with that.
I am going with that. We are hosted on the Rampage Network webcomic community at rampagenetwork.com. And I'm dead tired.
Or drunk. And I'm, yeah.
This is festivefestworks.com with me, co-hosts, Tanya of betapone.com. Welcome.
Hello, hello.
And Marky Mark of the Funky Bunch. No, that's not you.
That's
just
different.
Mark. Just Mark. Just Mark of AutumnLake.com with us. Welcome.
This is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
Great. We have a sloth and a drunkard.
Did we actually begin the recording?
Oh, we have a sloth, a drunkard, and a habitual masturbator. This should be a great show.
we began recording.
I didn't hear the little thing. So I
also on the show we have Becky. Becky, say hello. Thank you.
So
I didn't hear the talk show thingy. I didn't hear the talk show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Conversational footwear. Talk show
recorded live.
Nice. I feel better.
Awesome, Fess. Awesome.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, maybe. Also on the line, we have CJ of Steal This Comic. CJ, how's it going?
Going pretty good. How's everybody?
Hey there.
Hi there.
Good, good.
I think we already went through that. What?
Who the hell are you talking to?
I'm just trying to wake up. CJ's on the line.
Well, I know that. It's like...
Poor Fess.
I know.
See, news that happened in the past week is apparently that Ash Wednesday happened, if you're an Evil Dead fan. So,
or Catholic.
No, I thought it was Evil Dead, Army of Darkness.
Ash Wednesday.
And it's Lent. And since I'm an atheist, I'm doing anti-Lent, which is so much more fun.
So you're going out to excess as opposed to...
Exactly. It's like Mardi Gras that doesn't end for 40 days. Okay. I'm having a good time. It turns out there are a lot of things I haven't done yet. It's going to be a good month.
Well, there is one good thing, and that What's is that? Fish sandwiches are on sale at fast food restaurants.
Oh, yeah, because of that no meat on Friday.
Is this even really such a big deal anymore, like it used to be? I'm not so sure.
No, not really.
It makes me wonder.
It's more of a traditional type of thing.
I know people who are doing Lent, who are doing the whole fish on Fridays and be a good person and, you know, stop a bad habit thing for 40 days.
Hey, okay. CJ, we're not offending you or anything, are we?
No, I'm pretty much in Tanya's boat there.
Okay, awesome. Cool.
No.
My mom is probably doing all that stuff, but I'm not. I had not even realized that it was Lent until you mentioned that, although I've heard people mentioning it off and on.
I'm chronicling my anti-Lent. I have a hashtag, anti-Lent, on my Twitter.
Oh, sweet.
So people know the horrible things I'm up to.
Nope. Sounds like a book. Sounds like a book in the making there. Anti-Lent.
It's good. It's good stuff.
I'm wondering if this show is even a good idea, or if we should have just had a break. I don't know. I feel like we should just like not do a show sometimes and just kind of
and just go back to sleep. Is it?
Yeah.
Feel.
Because obviously this show is a spectacular failure.
No, it's not. This is a conversational show.
Of what? We have no topic regarding webcomics today.
Sure, people we do. We have all kinds of topics to talk about. What? They may not be about webcomics, but we have all kinds of topics.
There's always porn. Come on.
another show. CJ, do you have any things that you would like to talk about on the show today?
Well, we're about 9 days away from me going 1 year. I don't know if that's enough to fill up a whole show, but no, I'm excited about it.
Not really going to fill up a whole show. I mean, we got a couple of talking points we can discuss. For one, hey, did anyone notice like a couple of weeks ago that we released a wallpaper?
Yeah, it was a beacon tower and stuff.
It was hard to miss.
I don't know. Well, no one's downloaded it yet. I guess it's kind of hard because webcomicwallpapers.com, I don't think they have like a public free downloadable thing where you have to have an account right now.
So that
might be why. Or just because I have a really suck-ass, wallpaper for us. Or who knows?
I signed up for that the other day, yesterday actually. So I have to come up with some wallpapery. I have some on my website, but it's not too spectacular. I have to come up with something better.
And this is through Webcomic Z, who I'm actually currently writing a few articles for. And
cool. Mm-hmm.
It looks like he's got some good plans.
Have you?
I kind of dig it.
Yeah, CJ, have you seen this thing? Have you done it?
I've looked at it. I like it. I haven't downloaded it, but I like it.
No. Have you seen like the whole concept? Do you think that you might be submitting a webcomic wallpaper to this service?
Probably not for a while because I was just thinking about it. I haven't really gotten around to doing any wallpapers for my strip yet, which is something I do need to be getting on. But I think if I do make any wallpapers, it's going to be just incentives for people to help me promote my strip.
Yeah.
So I do get around to that. I'll probably have send out some downloads for, some PDF files for people for them to either post me on either an ad on their own site or I did that with banners before when I made up some banners. I had people who wanted to put it on their site let me know so I would write up a blog post about it. That way it'd give me some extra content on my webpage and, get a little bit of promotion going for the people who are doing stuff for me.
So you're talking about basically banner exchanges.
Not really. I mean, for me, I didn't want to clutter up my site with a page like that.
Right.
So if anyone was willing to do that on their site, that's great for me. But I was just going to write up a post. So
you're not alone. I don't actually have. Maybe we could talk about this. I don't actually have any advertising on my site, except for a button for Amazon. I don't have any ads on my site.
Yeah.
Do you have at least a links page?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I linked all kinds of stuff. But I don't really have – because I don't really get – well, there's two reasons. This is a very conscious decision, actually. I have signed up for Project Wonderful and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But number one – I don't really have the traffic to justify putting ads on my site because no one will really see them.
Well, come on. You got to get more traffic than me. But go ahead.
I get about, if I'm reading them right, which I'm probably not, it's maybe 60, 70 people a day. Something. Sometimes it goes higher than that. But
okay. I don't buy that. Where are you getting your stats?
That's a lot.
You have a good comic. No.
I don't get that many a day.
That's off the server. That's... As with stats or whatever it is.
But you have a good comic.
Yeah.
I demand there be more friggin' people reading it. What the hell is wrong with people? Well, thank you. It's very sweet. But I mean, I'm kind of serious. I'm constantly sort of blown by this.
Yeah.
That
Not in a fun way.
No, no, not the good blowing. This is the bad blowing.
I don't really get the traffic to justify it at this point, and I don't frankly I don't like the clutter. I see a lot of sites that have a lot of ads like all over the place, and they just, especially with blinky GIFs and stuff, let alone flash animation, which we won't even talk about that. There's just so much stuff that distracts from content, so I don't have any. Although I'm not opposed to the idea of maybe putting some on there eventually, but if I did, it'd be that Project Wonderful stuff. It wouldn't be banner ad services or anything like that.
That's the only ad service that I do because it's so much more personal. And it's usually,
and you have more control over it too.
Much more control, and it originally tended to be way more web comics. It was more like a banner exchange that you pay for and maybe get a little bit more money for. But it also allows you to advertise in sites you would almost never originally be able to advertise on because of the ad services that they originally used, or they wanted like $80 per whatever or something.
I love the web comic list. Hate them. Damned banners at the top, the advertising service where it's got like all the racy clips or that belly fat thing that's been going all over the internet and all this crap, and I hate it.
Yeah, I really like Project Wonderful ads. You know, they do good things if you use it properly. You know, and they're not huge. They're not a big, flashy, pain in the ass, you know, sometimes offensive.
Well, they are sometimes. Know. I mean, if you...
Or spam, or phishing, or...
Well, yeah, what I mean by offensive is, you know, belly fat ads, or, you know, general BS. I don't care what Britney Spears' IQ is and whether or not I'm smarter than her. Like,
but
I don't really...
On BBC News,
I'm going to assume that I'm smarter than Britney Spears. We can move on now. You know, I'm not interested. And, you know, so Project Wonderful tends to be a little bit more targeted. There are some, you know, kind of things coming in, you know, little stuffed animals and jewelry and stuff. But I don't mind. You know, it's mostly small creator stuff.
Have you seen those funny pearl-like toilet paper earrings?
No, I haven't.
They were funny. I remember those popping up a couple of times.
They, somebody was talking about, oh gosh, where did I see it? Maybe it was at Fleen, I don't know. So it was something about one idea that they might run with Project Wonderful is target it to musicians. Because you have a lot of local musicians that need ads and stuff.
Right.
Small guys with their CDs to sell and things. I mean, you know, independent bands and that sort of thing.
Well, you see ads for Dan and the Scurvy Pirates.
Is that a band? That's a band of pirates, though, right?
Well, it is a band.
It is.
It's on. I'm sorry. I was just saying it's on the CD Baby, and so CD Baby does a lot of stuff. But yeah, I would totally like to see local stuff. But that sometimes it just maybe a little too specialized. They'd have to reformat some of those for. It's kind of hard because it's like you're mostly advertising internet. You can't really localize Project Wonderful ads too much.
True.
But they have made a little improvement in that now all the Project Wonderful ads are in categories. So you can choose a music category and your site, you know, it'll only bring up searches for people that are also in the music category. You can choose a webcomic category. You can choose a blog category. So they, you know, the categorizing is going to help. It's going to help branch it out. But it still comes down to site style, and a lot of newbie bands are still using MySpace. So until we get like a reliable plugin for MySpace, in case anybody's listening at Project Wonderful,
until people stop using MySpace.
Oh, don't be an ass.
Piece of shit
until we
site.
Get a reliable Project Wonderful plugin for MySpace, it's not going to hit the band scene as much as it could, because a lot of bands don't have a homepage aside from social networking sites. Such a whiner.
Hey, CJ, what do you think about all this Project Wonderful ads and such?
Well, I use them exclusively, one, because I'm just kind of lazy and I tried to Google things early on in my strip and they weren't making me anything, basically, because obviously you need a decent viewership in order to make any money off of that.
Right.
Yeah.
But when I like Project Wonderful for a couple reasons. One is just, for the most part, those are pretty well-designed ads. You're going to be getting a lot of other webcomic stuff, obviously. And for me, the reason why I use those so much when I do ads for my site and when I'm trying to advertise for my site, I think it does well for, you know, just getting your name out there in this community. And, you know, there's some webcomics I wouldn't have even recognized unless I had been doing some advertising. If I'd seen some on my own site, I tend to check out to see what's going on over there.
Yeah.
And I have the feeling that some people do that with mine.
Oh, yeah.
And some people have mentioned a couple times that they started reading my comic because I had a Project Wonderful ad out. So not only, I mean, it's not really the best way, I think, for me long-term to start making revenue or anything, but I think it's good advertising even for more than what we're intending to do with it. As
yeah.
far as having it up on somebody else's site, the people who have those sites, you know, it's kind of, I think, would help to try to promote yourself in that way as well with other people.
My Project Wonderful ads pay for all my advertising and my hosting, which is...
That's my first goal.
Yeah. I mean, that's awesome.
I haven't gotten anywhere near there yet, but...
I don't pay those bills anymore, so I'm like, yay! You know, right. And then you can actually concentrate on merchandising for other stuff.
I need to do more strips on boobs, and then I'll get there.
That's right. It's all about masturbation, I'm telling you. That's what brings in the hits.
I mean,
that's why nobody reads my comic.
Yeah, there's not enough masturbation, Mark. You need
not enough boobies and stuff.
You do the jogging ones. I think the jogging ones are funny.
The jogging girl?
Where they watch the jogging girl? I think that's hilarious.
That is a Project Wonderful ad right there.
That the jogging girl, totally. Slap that up on a Project Wonderful ad.
No other words. No other words. Just two guys looking at the jogging girl running by Autumn Lake.
Should I make
that's
that
right.
an animated GIF?
Just nice, nice.
Doing, 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 doing.
It doesn't even need to be animated.
No, it doesn't.
But it would be beautiful. He's like, no, it does. Nice. No, either way, that would be a beautiful ad right there. And you know what? Once people come to the strip, if it's a good strip, they stay. It doesn't really matter what drew them in originally.
It's a gateway.
It does. Yeah, it does.
It's a gateway. Well, it does, but it doesn't. A lot of the people who... when I did my first Project Wonderful ads, all I had was the name of the comic. Obviously, my comic is named Beta Pwned. Everyone who clicked it thought they were going to a gamer comic. Every freaking person. Well, at least the ones that communicated to me. But still more than half of them stayed. So even though it wasn't what they were expecting, it was good enough to keep them.
Webcomic Z, I'm so
good
getting
content.
That domain.
I gotta try that.
Yeah. I mean, it's worth a shot. And, you know, the other thing that I really recommend with Project Wonderful is at least doing one very targeted campaign every, I don't know, 4 to 6 months, where you hit comics that are much larger than yours, but are in the same realm. So, like, I put up an ad on questionable content. I put up an ad on Devil's Panties. And it cost me a lot of money. I'm not going to lie. It wasn't cheap.
I can't stand the questionable content ones. I don't like anybody who only just has those little tiny buttons. I never, ever see those. When I go to questionable content, they're not even – I can't even believe that somebody would pay several dollars for a tiny ad.
For that button ad, in 4 hours, I got more than 1,000 click-throughs.
Yeah, but how many people those stayed?
500. At least half.
That's a pretty good ratio there.
That's worth it. Like, pay the $8, you cheapskate. What the hell?
I am kind of curious about how some sites only have, and I can sympathize with this because I don't like the clutter, but my site is a bit bare bones, actually. Because it doesn't have any clutter around the edges. But some people, they just have, like, the banner ad at the very bottom. And I wonder why anybody would pay money for that, because no one scrolls down that far in the page. Pretty rare.
Nobody paying attention in campaigns. See. That's what it is.
Yeah, that's the catch that people do in the campaigns. Yeah.
They just do a big blanket and don't even look at the site it's going to be on. I always look at the site and see, where is this ad going to be?
Right.
Yeah.
And try to figure that out. And I'll tell you, as I read this somewhere, as you look at a website, here, at least in the Western world anyway, of course, we read from left to right. So the left-hand upper corner is really where you want your stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what people see first.
I really don't like that when people put it next to their title, because then sometimes it depending on what the ad is, so I'm like, hey, this isn't that site. And so,
oh well, so, yeah. If you have that huge, super big leaderboard, I don't like that.
Well,
either.
No, well, it's even the regular banner or even the half banner. Sometimes it throws you off. Personally, I like the big long one at the very top, because it's almost expected these days that the very very top is going to have an ad of some sort. So that's easily just ignorable, because you usually got to scroll down for most of the meat of a comic or such anyway, especially if you do a taller page comic, like myself. I also like, I think it's also the right hand side, towards the bottom is also another good spot. Cause usually when you're done reading a page comic or a tall comic, your eyes are going to be on that side once you're done reading the comic. So that's also where I like to put like the chat box and the advertisement. You know, I mean, that's personally, I think it's a good spot to even put a chat box to actually get some people interested in leaving it something.
I always put those at the. I would like to see those at the bottom. Sometimes they're clutter. Yeah. I think I always talk about Boxcar Astronaut, but they kind of cleaned up their site a little bit, thankfully. Where when they initially started, there was so much garbage around the comics, so many links and ads and buttons and chat room and this and that, and it's still a lot of it there. But, you know, I don't go there to read the ads. I go there to read the comic.
Right.
That's the content I want to see.
I think I got a new website for you to complain about.
Oh, which one is that?
RocketLlama.com.
RocketLlama.com. I'm all for
it. It's like on CJ's site, they have an advertisement up for the Symphony of the Llama on the tower banner on the left-hand side, right underneath the strip. It is, if you have a comic, the very first page that people go to should have the latest comic on it. This looks like, what the hell am I looking at?
Not a link to the latest comic, not your blog, you're not Penny Arcade. Stop it.
Well, it's not really a blog. I can't even tell what's going on, really. It seems like a
bird. Oh my god, why?
There's emblems.
Llama,
and
why? Why
there's
do this
emblems.
To me? I don't even know you. You must hate me. Why? Where's the comic, Rock Llama? Where? All I see is an ad here, and an ad, and a link, and a thing, and a button, and another ad, and then there's some blog-a-rama llama thing with a rama llama ding dong, and then I go down here, and there's some more stuff with the kid jitsu stuff with the stuff, and then more down further here, there's more ads, there's parental advisory here, there's a button there, there's a guy popping up on the screen saying, hey, what the hell?
Holy crap, this guy has like a million freaking ads. Okay, where? Rocket Llama, I don't, you may have a good comic, but really your site sucks.
Because we can't see it.
Mark's gone off.
Comic, is this a page in a comic with a little purple dog, or is it another ad? I can't tell, for the love of God, tell me, somebody.
We're gonna take a quick break while Mark recollects himself, and when we come back, we're rambling.
I'm just saying.
The Webcomic Beacon is an affiliate of The Geek Media. The Geek Media has a number of geek-related podcasts, blogs, and videos for you to enjoy. Check out thegeekmedia.com. Have news, milestones, questions, or comments? Send your audio clips or email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com.
This is complete.
Rocket Llama for designing the site.
We
like
shouldn't
this.
Be mad at the people who place their ads on the site, because they're already being punished. They're paying money.
Yeah.
They're paying money and nobody's clicking.
I can't even tell what the fucking ad is on this site. Or if it's Rocket Llama content. I mean, I
found where the comic is.
Oh, yeah. I found it eventually, too.
Now, here's the sad thing, okay? And here's the problem sometimes with ads, okay? So I look at the Rocket Llama strip. I'm sorry, Rocket Llama, you didn't ask for this. And then I scroll down, you know, to get to the end of the comic, and there's this great ad at the bottom, Life with Lamar. It's like a genius in love with, and there's head crabs. And I'm like, I want to read that instead. So I've already moved on.
It's not really that great of a comic, but it does serve a little bit of funny.
But awesome, and yeah. So now I've moved to this one because this is kind of funny with the head crabs. So make sure your ads aren't funnier.
Sword and sarcasm. Well, let's see.
My thing is, if I've got to stop everything else I'm doing in order to figure out where I can find your comic, then there's a problem.
It's the wrong answer.
4-year-old, turn off the TV. Close out all my other windows just to try to figure out, in order to have enough concentration to figure out where to find the comic, and I still can't find it.
Exactly.
You know how you find it? It's that little X in the top right of the window, and then you don't have to worry about it.
And then you don't have to worry about it anymore. Rocket Llama, please listen. Put your comic on the front page, and then
Rocket
maybe
Llama.
We'll like you.
Rocket Llama.
And you won't get unintentionally.
Failure to launch. You blew up on the pad, Rocket Llama. And that's
I'm not mad at them. They got two ads on my site, so I'm going to leave that. That's a great website. Wonderful website.
That's great. Woo! Thank you for the revenue, Rocket Llama. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, speaking of which, this week's Project Wonderful advertisers for the webcomic Beacon include Hole, a fantasy webcomic who has our leaderboard presently. You can find that at holecomic.com. Also on our tower ad, Yosh, or how are we supposed to say it, is at yoshsaga.com. And also, funnyasstees.com has our little banner. So if you like funny ass tees, I bet you could find them at funnyasstees.com.
Is that TEASE?
T-shirts. Okay. Yes, T-shirt. TEES.
Funny ass tees.
You said something else.
Yeah. Now that would have been me saying it. That's definitely the difference.
Tickle.
You can tell if it's a porn link because I'm the one giving it out. Otherwise, it's fine.
I will say this is pretty cool here. I'm just sort of skipping along. I found this. Sword and Sarcasm looks like... I love this art style. It's like the sort of 60s limited animation cartoons.
Oh, hey, yeah.
What do you mean, like
at?
Rocky and Bullwinkle? This was off Rocket Llama that blew up on the pad. I clicked on some of the wreckage, and what we have is swordandsarcasm.com, which looks all the world like sort of Rocky Bullwinkle-style animation. Just at first glance, it has that look to it.
I can't even find the ad.
It's at the bottom.
You know, the sad thing is that in the chat room, we are being told that this is an improvement from what their site was a month ago.
Oh, boy. Rocket Llama. Main comic. Last comic. Main page. Rule of thumb. I mean, it could be a really great comic. It could be. I mean, Rocket Llama. I mean, come on. That sounds like an awesome concept, regardless of how bad it might be. That's just a big Rocket Llama. Boom. You got people clicking. What the hell is a Rocket Llama? But then they go to your site. And it's like, oh, that's a Rocket Llama. It blew up on the pad.
That's okay. Scroll down and click on Sword and Sarcasm because they look pretty cool.
They have a link for White Noise, too, which is an awesome comic. An ad. I still can't find Sword and Sarcasm. What the freak is my problem?
Just Google it. In any case, I want to promote another comic.
Good.
Just because it's on the Rampage Network homepage. It's this month's featured comic. It's, I'm going to say it wrong, Shot Thur. Gate Crash. However you're supposed to say that. And it's at, of course, jatthur.com, which is apparently JAUTHUUR.com. Reading from the main page, Jathur Gate Crash is the sequel to Jathur One Way, or One Way or Another. And...
Christ. Because umlauts aren't just for heavy metal bands anymore.
They are the continued adventures of Fav. a girl who can manipulate and travel through space, and the race she was born into, the Jothur. When Fav is sent world hopping in pursuit of a rogue demigod, unwittingly becomes entangled in a plot to topple the hierarchy of the heavens. I cannot speak. A storm is brewing, and if the Jothur aren't careful, the boundaries between worlds, gods, and humans would come crashing down.
That would be bad. The art, but the comic is not.
The art is pretty cool.
Pretty spiffy.
Wow. It actually reminds me, not so much in structure, but the art style reminds me of a crap, that comic that I just forgot. Son of a bitch. I hate it when that happens.
Thank you for your input, Tanya. It's very valuable.
No problem.
It reminds me of that comic I used to know that was so good.
It's so good. I don't remember it, but it's so good.
No, I started to say Templar, Arizona, but that's not right. That's not the one I was thinking of. I was thinking of the one that's like in the Mayan.
You're thinking of Jay Dalton's.
Yeah, but what's it called?
He has a ton of stuff.
It's awesome.
Are you sure you're thinking? I was going to say it looks, I mean, the styling looks a little like Crow Feathers, but just a little.
No, I wasn't going to say Crow Feathers. I never read Crow Feathers.
I read half of Crow Feathers, but I couldn't really get into it because it seemed to be copying a bunch of different, like, animes in a Western. It kind of had, like, a little bit of Inuyasha in it, a little bit of Bleach in it, and a little bit of...
Lords of Death and Life.
Lords of Death and Life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's an awesome comic. Drawn by hand. That's impressive.
All right. I feel better. We can move on. Okay. We already had, but I brought it back.
Rocket Llama.
We're making more work for a note taker, George of DungeonLegacy.com, who's just probably wondering. Probably thinking, you know, just shut up and stop saying names of sites that I have to go try to find. he's probably thinking that.
Rocket Llama, explosive decompression. The capsule was shot into space by the blast, but then there was an explosive decompression of the capsule, and then it rained down on the launch pad on top of the wreckage that was already there burning. Please clean up your website. Just
this public service announcement is brought to you by Dark Mark.
We told the crash team not even to bother rolling out. Just
it's terrible. Let's see here. I wanted to go back to something we talked about originally. CG, you kind of mentioned it. Do you have a links page at all? I didn't. CJ, are you still here?
I didn't know you're asking.
Yeah, CJ. because I don't know how to say your first name.
My links page is on my homepage. If you go through the right side of my page, I got a Devin's pull list.
Oh, okay.
Just kind of pick up from time to time. I really don't read many comics and different forums, which I need to update because a lot of this stuff is outdated. Stuff like that. But yeah, those are my links on the right side.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, Tanya, do you have a link page?
I do have a link page.
Is it text or graphic based?
It's graphic based, which I know is kind of weighty. It's at betapun.com/links, or you can get there from the sitemap on my page. And I do actually have button graphics, the little 88x31 of
who uses those anymore?
People that want to be linked on my freaking site. That's who.
That's so 90s.
It's so tiny and it's good and it fits the little bite-sized chunks. You're on there, by the way, so you should stop bitching.
I had to go specifically make the 88x31. Who came up with that number?
It was originally a web standard.
I know it was, but how do you come up with that number? I mean, I can understand the original 468 because that's how big screens were. I mean, that used to cover the entire top of the screen, but because that was the resolution.
I don't know. I imagine it's just a portion of the whole. I imagine they just cut a screen into tiny pieces that made sense and said, okay, these are our standard ad sizes. So you know, when I was originally designing websites in, you know, 1993, this was a standard freaking ad size. It was 88 by 31. And so when I designed my site, that's what I used. A lot of people still had those buttons. Now with Project Wonderful being as popular as it is,
it's re-standardized our button sizes.
It's been re-standardized, the new button size being 117 by 30.
Yes.
The good thing is you can take a 117 by 30 ad and squish it to 8831 without it looking too bizarre.
So, oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Depending. I mean, if it's really heavy text, or I don't know how you manage to put really heavy text in 117 pixels, but sometimes it'll warp it a little bit. But for the most part, it looks pretty much the same. So with most ads.
CJ, are you doing this all digitally, or do you draw the panels by hand and ink them by hand at all?
I comic that. I draw the whole thing in pencil, scan it, and I do the inking in the gray tones in Illustrator.
Okay. Using a tablet, cool. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh. All right. Yeah, cool.
Very nice. I used to do the penciling scanning thing, and I just can't do it anymore. So now I do it all on the tablet. It's just easier. But it is hard to get used to penciling directly on the screen. It gets a little squirmy.
Yes.
I can't ink on the screen. I can I pencil it, then go over it with the microns, then I scan it and put it all together. But
I can't ink on the screen either, because then I won't
really
be able
hard.
To see anything, because you should.
It'd be covered with ink.
Yeah.
Right? Seriously, this is where we're going?
Well, I guess the question is like, when people do, like, link exchanges, it's like, I usually get, I've sometimes gotten a couple of, unsolicited link exchange notices that, hey, I put my link up on my site. Would you like to, can you put your link on, my link on your site? And I don't like saying no, but I don't like just putting up a banner link to somebody
just because.
Mean, I will on at least on my web for the webcomic beacon, not at all. The only way you get linked on our site is if you're like one of the crew, or
a guest,
or you buy advertisement space, or say you want to sponsor a particular episode for $10 or $20, you can check out our advertisement options. This is just a shameless episode. You can go to our website and click on advertisement opportunities, and actually, sponsor an episode and get several mentions during the show, as well as a graphic ad in the post itself to help us, and then we'll use the money that you pay us for that. For advertising for that episode, so it would get more traffic than it would usually get. And that helps us, helps you help us help ourselves.
We need help, believe me.
Oh, definitely.
Some of us more than others.
I'm doing good.
You've got fries. You're good to go.
I'm good.
Here's something. This was on the forum, Webcomicless forum, where a dude posted a little video of how he's using watercolor to create a little splash for his comic, which is pretty cool. It's for Chester Politics. Let me see if there's a link there. He's the guy that does spiders. Desiree Grover has posted this on here, and it's really kind of cool because in like 2 minutes you see the whole process. She has the outlines of the characters there, and then she goes in, and there's like maybe 4 steps to it, where she shows doing the watercolors, doing the shadows, then going in with markers and doing everything, which is pretty cool. And you can do that sort of stuff on YouTube. I've seen that idea before, where someone shows how they draw their comic and, like, you know, it's time compressed.
Right.
And that's kind of an advertising thing you can do, sort of, kind of. And you can embed that player anywhere, which is pretty cool. Yeah.
Is anybody doing the Ustream?
I haven't yet, mainly because my poor little tablet is 256 megabytes right now, and Ustream kind of makes it cry. So I'm going to give it an upgrade.
Ustream makes it their bitch.
Yeah. Oh, and it whimpers, let me tell you. So I'm going to upgrade it from my birthday, and then I'm going to start doing some Ustreaming, because I love that. I can sit there and watch my favorite so far. I like watching The Least I Can Do and Looking for Group Ustreams. It makes me cry. Don't get me wrong, because talented people make me cry. But really amazing, and it's amazing how many little shortcuts and things you'll be able to like glean. You can suck tips from these things, and it's really awesome because you'll see them do something, and wait a minute, you'll go back, and, you know, and it's good stuff.
I was actually reading over Galaxian, which I haven't actually taken the time to read. I was reading it the other day. I went through the whole thing. I saw your coloring fest, which is cool.
Oh, the little hot chocolate one?
The panel. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's a pretty interesting comic, actually.
Yeah.
And very well drawn, stupidly well drawn. Makes me jealous well drawn.
But you got like a classic art style going for you.
I do.
I think that's your strength. It's like you've even said before, it's like adult Peanuts almost.
Mm-hmm. But not really adult.
But just like they're...
I have that classic style, like they dig out of the ash around Mount Vesuvius and stuff. Been buried for 1,000 years or whatever. What other good sort of ad type things can people do? Since we seem to be talking about ad action here, which is cool.
We do.
What's other ways to get the word out there? Do you think you can do little videos? You can do Project Wonderful. Ustream.
I like to call it the podcast.
What now?
He yeah. likes to call it the podcast.
Yeah,
that's true. Actually,
yeah.
Also, as we mentioned, it's like when we do links and people do cover art, for the show, just in general, fan art for other webcomics can be a good way. You're not always guaranteed to get in, but if you go like the webcomic list, sometimes there's people that make a call out for fan art, and it's a networking tool for sure in those cases, as well as you can get passed around a little bit, and it's kind of like a grassroots-ish type of, I guess, way to go. But that's another way.
Yeah, guest comics, same thing. Is that
popular? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you go through the forums, every once in a while, somebody will kind of pop in with a "Please help me, I'm moving," or whatever else they're looking for guest comics. I did a guest comic for Geek Tragedy, which was pretty cool for me. So those are always good. I do sneaky things that get me a lot of email. Like,
if we talk about them on the air,
I go to internet cafes and I put my business cards like
leave behind,
at the computers. Yeah, or I even went to the library once and went to like comic, for this purpose. Once, I went to the comic compilations, and I put my business card in the front of like every one of them. I figure if you're interested in comics, come here.
Sure. If you're going to get fined, might as well tell the people that are going to find you exactly where you are.
Yeah.
I heard
down the wallpaper onto the back of the computer screen.
I will say
when I was in college in the computer lab, I did change all the desktops to something. Well, it was subtle. It was like a picture I took while camping, so it was nice and woodsy looking. Then I had like my URL at the bottom. Is I'm surprised I didn't get
you're
in trouble.
A devil in disguise, Fast.
Oh boy, to be young and stupid.
My favorite thing to do at conventions, I stole from Jenny Breeden of Devil's Panties, which is where you go into all the stalls and you tape a comic up on the back of the door because you have a captive audience. So I tape them up over urinals. I send somebody in to tape them up over urinals. And then I put them on the backs of stall doors. And as long as you use tape, it's not vandalism.
I can see it now. With my luck, I would do that. And then I'd be walking along and somebody would come up, "Hey, you do that Autumn Lake comic. Thank you so much." Because they ran out of paper and I needed it. And there it was right there. "I'm sorry I don't remember your URL. Because I had to use that part too, but, you know, be my luck with that." But it's a clever idea.
It's a captive audience.
Just saying, yeah.
I got before we go to break, I got a bit of news. We got this a while ago, and anyone who sends me emails, I'm sorry that I can't reply to everybody. And sometimes things, get forgotten. But anyone, you guys know about icecream.com, like iScream, you know, like the eyeballscream.com?
No.
Okay, well, I have to look now.
EYESKREAM.com.
S-K-S-K-R-E-A-M. Okay.
Yeah, I, like eyeball, scream with a K, .com. A webcomic community. Webcomic creators group sent me an email saying that 5 years ago, February 9th, 2004, so obviously this is very late comic, very late email, the Ice Cream Webcomics Creative was born, a collective that would change the face of humanity or create a community of dedicated, talented web cartoonists. Whichever came first. Wrapped in loincloths and bathed in godlike sweat, they forged a creation that would be the face or eye of Ice Cream, our beloved mono-eyed, perpetually shrieking mascot, Screamy! In honor of Ice Cream's fifth birthday, you can draw, scrawl, paint, sculpt, or sketch an Origins of Screamy story in a comic format in order to win fabulous prizes. The Ice Cream artist and manager have mortgaged their homes and sold bodies and souls in order to put together a pirate's horde of merchandise, original art, collectibles, and other goodies, the likes of which you've literally never seen.
Okay, they're good. They're good goodies.
And the contest will run from February 16th to March 16th, so obviously there's not that much time left. Entries can be black and white, color, one panel, multiple panels, hand-drawn, computer-generated, or crafted from an orphan's child's tears. They just need to be emailed to icecream@icecream.com. No later
you
than
scream
March
16th. Ice cream. We all scream for icecream.com.
So I have a question.
Well, we were taking a break, though.
Well, no, not. First, we're doing this. Have I been under a rock? Like, did y'all know about this?
Huh? That you were under a rock?
No, not that I was under a rock.
I've seen it before. I haven't really clicked on it.
I've seen the eyeball, but I had no freaking idea what it was. I didn't know it was a webcomic creators group.
Yeah, didn't. One of the dudes used to hang out at, maybe still does, at Hyatt.
Really? Yeah, now I feel really crappy. Thanks, Mark.
Anytime.
No problem. And with that, we're going to break.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
Tanya has spoken. Given a royal command.
This is what happens when I date myself. I get all cocky.
It must really suck if you get like passive aggressive with yourself or codependent with yourself or something.
I like that. It's good.
Do we have any ideas of what we're going to do next time on the show?
Sure.
And
I'm sure we do. Well, we have a whole list of things.
Yeah.
Okay, 67. It's episode 67.
It will be episode 67. And I'm going to put you guys in charge of figuring out a topic, unless I can get a couple of people on for various things. I got to make some recontacts to some people that said I'd contact them a month later, see if they'd be able to come on. There's another guy which I need to send messages to so his friend can translate, because he only speaks Mexican.
Spanish.
I want to do video game webcomics. Not gamer comics, video game webcomics.
Video game webcomics.
There's this awesome webcomic called Nerf Now, which mostly without words. It's just really fun, and most of the strips are Team Fortress 2 based. And so it's just I enjoy it a lot, but he only, he speaks, not English, so he needs to have his friend translate. So I'm going to see if I can try to figure out how to do this. I may have to record him separately and then get him back on the show. But I tried to get Katie of Awkward Zombie on, who also does video game-based strips and comics, some World of Warcraft, mostly a lot of Super Smash Brothers, which has been really funny. I've enjoyed them, but if anybody else knows of other video game webcomics, let me know. And if they're like really good if they're good, I'll go. If they're good and they're mostly based off of like a single thing, I definitely want to know about them. But not like everyone, because the thing is, I don't really like the World of Warcraft ones as much, because that kind of goes into the other fantasy genre. Already, it just happens to be World of Warcraft versus, Lord of the Rings based or something like that. You know what I'm trying to say? They become so similar. But I'm talking like the other ones where they take the characters in character and they actually have a lot of fun with them. That's what I like. But yeah, that's something I'm looking to do. But also, get this. Something that we're going to be doing this month are the – do you know what it is?
What is it? What,
it's the
Beakies.
It's the Beakies.
The Beakies. Oh, the Beakies. Oh, wow. I've got a tuxedo already on order for the Beakies.
We are doing the Webcomic Beacon Webcomic Awards, the Beakie Awards. We've explained this before on the show, looking at between November 2007 and December 2008, and considering updates through February 2009 for those later comics, to find the best of the newest webcomics that came out during that time. We'll be giving out a handful of awards of the Newbie Beaky Award and the Standalone Complex Award. One for ongoing, one for one basically for ongoing updating webcomic, and another one going for short story type webcomic where that's it. You're done. You made a short story, and that's it. There's a couple others that may not be given out. The Ugly Duckling Award, which should be handing out to the most outstandingly improved webcomic, but that may be too hard to figure out.
I like that one, though. I like the concept behind the Ugly Duckling Award.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's Listener's Choice Award, which will be more or less what we gather that our listeners feel really strongly about. What we're going to do, we have a list already up. If you go to our website and you go on the left side page, like under on this site, you'll click on Webcomic Beaky Awards, and then it'll list basically the qualifications and eligibility for webcomics, and then you can click on See 2008 Eligible Nomination. Then there's like a big giant list there. On the judges panel include myself, Tanya, and Mark.
Hey.
Also, we have John of the Rampage Network, our host. He's going to be a judge, as well as Chris of Webcomic Z. I believe he's agreed to be one of the judges. That means that any comic that Chris does is ineligible. Any comic that you guys or I have done are ineligible, including my Lego comic that I did. obviously it's ineligible.
Even the one I drew that was started before the deadline. Yeah, okay. Darn it. Darn.
Aww.
But what we're going to do, we're going to look at these individually ourselves, and then we're going to come together for an episode later this month with a handful of finalists. And then we're going to talk about why we think that these should be winners, because only like a handful of the handful are going to be winning. No genres, just, you know, just going to be none of that crazy little BS crap. We're just going to be having some fun and promoting some really great new webcomics to the field.
Well, we have dancing, like on the Oscars and stuff.
You can dance your heart out, Mark.
Okay. I hate those.
I see that. I would pay.
I would, too.
I would pay to see that.
And if
that.
You're not, there's no losers with a Beaky. If you're nominated for a Beaky and don't win a Beaky, it doesn't mean you're a loser.
Well, no, it just means that you technically qualified.
That's right.
Yeah, because you can have the
crappiest comic in the world and still get a nomination if you're within the time frame.
That's really awesome.
Oh, well, yeah. Maybe then you could be a loser in that sense.
Well, yeah, because, see, it's not like, you know, it's not a hard process to get in here.
Yeah.
It's like, we opened the door and sort of walked away.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think we should all do a cover. Each one of us should do a cover for the Beakies.
A Beaky.
Because I want to draw Mark and it sucks.
Do we draw something for the winners? We should do that. We should make them a little.
Well, I had kind of a plan for banners and such like that, and I have a feeling that some of the ones that I want to pick as a winner, and if they do get it as a winner, I might be saying, "Well, you don't have to acknowledge this, but here, you know." I think there's one. I don't. There's one I think that doesn't like either me or the Webcomic Beacon, but
awesome.
But we'll just leave that as is for right now. I have no idea, but I have a few ideas and. We'll just see how this goes. It's supposed to be a little fun and such. So, but speaking of covers, this week's cover is done by Jack who does Gothy, and also he does the Webcomic Asylum review blog. It's called Webcomic Asylum. Duh. He did it, and I'm linking his Gothy comic because he did it in that style. The website is gothy.comicdish.com, and this is one of our non-specifically created covers that were submitted to us, and I'm going in order as they were received-ish, and just putting them up because we have no specific cover in mind for this show. So, all right, Jack, your art is up for this week. Thanks very much. We got three others that are going to be basically repeats of people who've already submitted coming up next, or down the road, I should say. And so, but you can always send your contributions to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Guys, we got to do some of those impressions. We haven't done really impressions for a while.
Okay, well, you sent us 8,000 of them.
I sent
an impression. You want an impression?
Three. It's possible that it
was three. Let's see. You want an impression?
Yes. Give me Fozzie Bear.
You want an impression?
Holy crap!
I think I killed Mark.
Waka waka waka! I can't.
I can't do Fozzie.
I can't do Fozzie
Bear.
You're
so funny.
No,
you're hilarious.
Oh, I wonder if I think I used to be able to do a Kermit the Frog impression. Oh, I love doing impressions. I used to be able to do a good Scooby-Doo and a Rocky the Bullwinkle.
I had a friend that used to do Kermit the Frog impressions after she had sex. I have no idea why. But I'd share that.
No, I can't do it.
It was interesting. I was in the other room at one point, and I'm like, what the hell is her problem? Anyway. Okay.
All right. I sent you only three to do impressions on.
I know. I'm just being a whiner.
Okay. Well, the first one, I guess, in order is going to be, if I'm saying this right, the artist monkey.
No, artiste.
It's the artiste monkey at the-artiste.net.
It's not monkey.
Manky? Manque?
Monkey?
Monkey? Look at the little
it's
monk.
It's French. It's so, artiste French.
I don't care. The artiste manquay with the tilde on this first E. You can find it by Googling it or just looking at our show notes. Anyway, this is a cute little comic. It's basically about this girl who goes to college, accidentally gets accepted to art school instead of like something for sciences. And she tries to fix it until they figure out that basically she's getting like a scholarship or something.
The largest art scholarship given gets granted her.
And so what does she do? Well, she goes to art school instead. She knows absolutely nothing. I love the art style. It's cute and it's colorful.
It's a nice comic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a nice comic.
And it's actually one of the nominees as well, since they did start within the time frame.
It's a really big comic.
It is really cute. It plays a lot on the stereotypical kind of qualities of art school, that it's really more about pretension than it is about skill. So, I don't know, people who have been to art school might be a little offended, but other than that, I mean, I thought it was cute. It's quaintly drawn.
It reminded me a little bit of Nickelodeon cartoons, just a smidgen.
Oh, like Rugrats?
I think that's an influence there, which is cool. Yeah.
It could be.
I've started to hate a lot of Nicktoons.
I still watch SpongeBob.
SpongeBob's one of the few exceptions because that guy does crack or something. I'm fairly sure. CJ, have you read this comic?
No, I've been trying to get somebody to write in the URL in the chat room. So.
Here, let me post
it.
It's there.
There
we go. There it is.
The-artiste.net.
I've never looked at art styles before.
Artiste.
I don't want it. I'm about to say I like the art style, then compare it to Kathy, so I don't know which one I should do. I think I'll just say I like the art style and not say that second part.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep that second part out of that. Yeah.
The other webcomic that we had, I thought it had been mentioned before when Aaron was on the show, but I'm just going to mention again just in case, because I'm not sure if we had the impressions back then, but Lowly Dregs at lowlydregs.com. It is a much safer goblin comic than, say, Goblins.
Why are you safer? How is Goblins unsafe?
For innocent eyes.
Innocent eyes.
Innocent eyes who can't take pools of cartoon blood, is what you're saying. Seriously?
Pools of cartoon goblin blood.
Lowly Dregs is more of a...
even rich.
Lowly Dregs is much friendlier of a comic than Goblins. But,
well, and it's comedy, too, so...
A bit Shrekish. A bit Shrekish, but nicely drawn, certainly. Whoa, Nico, okay.
What? Okay, now... There's one thing that
works
this comic for sure does right, and that is put the latest comic on the page when you go there. A very, very not cluttered website. Very simple, straightforward.
Yeah.
It could be because it's on Comic Dish. I don't know. It could be like one of those automated services where it's kind of hard to customize. But it's pretty clean, fairly straightforward, and the comic itself is very colorful. So... I particularly can't get into this story because it's not particularly a genre I like or can hold my attention, but, you know, that's, you know, personal.
A lot of the humor is D&D based.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I really actually liked their, you know, the father of D&D, Death, their little homage there was really nice. So if you don't have any sort of D&D background, you may miss some of the jokes, but actually a lot of it is really, character-based and situational and conversational humor, so you don't really need a D&D background, and it's getting more and more so. Like, in the beginning, it was very heavy on the D&D humor, and now it's a little more conversational. It's good. It's funny, and the art is great. I like it.
It's improved a lot, too.
You do what now?
The style has improved. They've really gotten... They've figured out their stuff pretty well.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Just if you look... I mean, not only with the coloring and the line quality is pretty much just flat coloring book type style, but as far as the placement of characters and backgrounds and page layout. I think they've really improved a lot here.
Oh yeah, their panel layout has come worlds from the beginning. You know, yeah.
It is enormous.
Yes, it is enormous.
We also got one more. Now, I will say that this one has been submitted to the Beacon before, but I did pass it over intentionally, which is kind of mean, but really, but Tanya got it emailed to her website.
I did.
It is theord.com.
Emily was concerned that we had, maybe not gotten, or is it Emily or Logan? Who is this? Is it Logan?
It says Emily Kern.
Now, wait a minute. I think these might be the kids. The first, like, the ones that are up. Go to the very, yeah, go back, like, a couple. Jacob Kern is, I think, the main person.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I think the two most recent ones, I think, are his children, maybe?
Even I went back and I...
Okay,
I didn't really
I'm not
going to
say this is great art quality. It's not. It's pretty MS Paint, I think, is what we're going with. I could be wrong.
Well, I don't think
I don't
it's
get
MS
it.
Paint, but yeah, I don't get it.
I kind of wish I did. Like, I wanted to get it, but I don't get it. I mean, I get
I
some of
feeling.
It, you know.
Seems to be a little bit more of a personal comic where a lot of inside jokes. This is what happened to me today. Hey, my family looks at it. Hey, you remember that? Yeah, I made a comic about it. I really don't like it. I don't know. I just don't. Maybe I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe because I remember way back. I haven't looked at it the second time, but I remember when I first saw it. I really didn't like it. But
it's a lot of poo jokes. I think he likes to drop.
I'm not a fan.
There were a couple ones that were like on the verge of funny.
Do you know, the thing of it is, the gags are there, leaving the art aside, which should be so. You know, I think the gags are probably there. They're just not very well written. There's no nice way
we'll
to say
it. Okay, this one right here. Mr. NASCAR, this is the third time I've pulled you over. When are you going to learn to make a right turn? If that works for you, then you'll love this comic. If not, then I think that pretty much that's the style of the writing here.
Yeah. Mm.
So,
like, see, and that's why he's like on the edge of funny. Like, I get it. I just don't laugh.
The delivery was lacking or such, or it's been done. I don't know. But, you know, that's the thing with these impressions. You know, we may have some nice things to say. We may not have some nice things to say. But, hey, you get free advertisement, and you want to check this out, go to theord.com to check this out. They got a lot of strips. I'll say they got a lot of strips.
I have one good thing. One thing I really like about the site, I love the header. The Ord with the little dude. Like leaned up against the words.
Yeah,
that's
whoever you got
cute.
To do that, ask
awesome.
Them to draw your comic.
Because the header is awesome.
Yeah,
yeah. The strip is more like that. I think. I don't know. I think it's a matter of like sometimes when you write something down for your comic, and then you just decide not to rewrite it or work on it. You just post it.
Right.
I've had a few of those. Yeah. Yeah, it really the writing is really what sinks it for me. I think because again the gags are there, they're there. It's like you know, I feel for you. Just can't reach you.
Yeah, I don't understand why this guy has arms in his head. I'm confused.
Yeah, I saw that too.
I don't know.
I don't even get the joke for that one. But
I mean, he's impossible to talk to because
he has arms in his
got
head.
Arms coming out of his head.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand. I'm sorry, Jacob. I don't get it.
Oh well. Okay. I see it.
Oh well.
But in any case.
Anyway.
That's our impressions of that comic.
That's pretty much it for this show.
I think we should be done. I feel done.
We
now.
Should be done. This is the last episode of the webcomic. Oh wait, not that.
No, not all the way done.
Oh, okay.
Somebody's bra came off in the partner. Freaking chat room. They're getting busy. They're not even listening to us.
The bra is hit the floor.
They're having virtual furry fun and stuff.
Wow.
They're all crazy.
Well,
I know.
Mark, Tanya, I'm going to leave it up to you guys to figure out something to do for next week. I'm going to do my best to try to get
the show.
Yeah,
okay.
Get some of these other things going. But anyway, CJ, thanks for coming on the show. I'm sorry you didn't get to talk a whole lot.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And also, we got one of your arts coming up in the lineup for the cover. So we'll see if we can match that to a particular comic or a theme or not. Otherwise, we'll just see how it goes. Anyway, this has been Fess of Fessworks.com.
This is Tanya of Betapone.com.
And this is Mark of AutumnLake.com.
CJ.
Hubba, hubba.
CJ, go.
Oh, this is CJ from SteelThisComic.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Twitter/SteelThisComic.
Oh, that should be used as like a tutorial for the way people should sign off on the show. That was good. That was classy.
I don't have a Twitter.
How do you not have a Twitter?
You can follow Mark at twitter.com/SteelThisComic.
That's right. You can follow me there because I'll go and sign up for it. So,
and you can follow the webcomic beacon at twitter.com/webcomicbeacon.
Fess is sleeping. That's what it
I'm going back to bed. Thanks to everyone who came for this week of the episode of the Webcomic Beacon. Bye.
Bye.
Didn't spoil his wonderful sign off.
That's all for the Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.